Police in Arizona have released a composite sketch of a man believed to be a serial killer in Phoenix. Police say the man is responsible for what was first thought to be four and now is as many as eight shooting incidents that took place from March to June of this year. Joining us now is Matt Casey. He's a reporter with Here and Now contributor KJZZ, and he's been covering this story. Matt, welcome.
Thank you.
And what do we know so far about these shootings?
Well, Phoenix police say there have been eight incidents. Seven people are dead. Two received non-life-threatening injuries. It's a weird situation because they came out in June and said, well, we think these four incidents may be related. And they didn't use the word serial shooter, or the term that they're using now is serial street shooter. This week they come out and they say, not only do we now know that these incidents are all related, there's four more that we want you to know about. So for the first time this week, they used the word serial street shooter. And for the first time this week, they said they were positive that these incidents are all related.
Is there any pattern to what's going on here? It seems like it's indiscriminate. You know, you've got someone just shooting at people, often late at night, right in front of their homes.
Police haven't given a whole lot of information about that. What they have said is that they have forensically linked the shootings together. The victims, there's not a real pattern there either. They range in age from 12 to 55. The first incidents that were identified happened in Maryvale, which is a West Phoenix suburb, a very diverse area. This week, when they announced that they had linked four more shootings to this suspect, two of those were east of Maryvale, one near the airport, one near downtown, and two were further west.
So, Matt, can you tell us about this neighborhood of Maryvale? This is in the western part of the city. As you said, it's diverse, it's low income. It was crushed during the housing crisis of 2008 and 2009. This is a neighborhood that's seen a lot of hard times.
Well, actually, Maryvale started out as kind of a symbol of post-World War II suburbia. But two things changed the demographics of the neighborhood. One was when they expanded Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, and they essentially forced people who lived in a lot of traditionally Hispanic neighborhoods, they relocated to Maryvale. The other thing was the influx of immigrants. So it's a very diverse community, but people there are pretty tight-knit. And I was out to a vigil a couple weeks ago. People are watching each other's back. They're looking out for each other. The other night I was at a meeting, a different kind of community police meeting in Maryvale, and the shootings only came up twice.
What else are the police doing to find this person, and how are they making sure that the community feels safe actually just stepping outside of their own homes?
The police have been very, very active in asking people for help. They've said, you know, call us not only if you see something suspicious, but if you see something unfamiliar, call us and give us a chance to come out and check it out. People are aware. I wouldn't say that they're cowering in their homes or afraid inside their homes. People are aware of what's going on. And it's kind of weird because, like I said, they identified a cluster of incidents at first. Now, retroactively, they've added four more, that two of which went back a month before the originals.
This has some echoes of past serial shootings in Phoenix. I mean, just a few months ago, police were looking for someone who was shooting at cars on the interstates through town. Any connections there, or are people feeling like this is deja vu all over again?
Not that I've heard. The I-10 shooting incidents happened last year. There haven't been any official announcements of more incidents in that investigation. One thing that it does sound a little bit like is what they call the serial shooters, Dale Hausner and Samuel Deaton, who kind of drove around shooting at animals, people, pretty much anything indiscriminately. Those guys were arrested back in 2006. Dale Hausner committed suicide in prison on death row, and I believe Samuel Deatman is still in prison.
KJZZ's Matt Casey has been following the story of another serial shooter in Phoenix that police say has killed seven people since the shootings began in March. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.